on digital, on FM, online. BBC Tees.
Mike Hill with you, BBC Tees Breakfast for Saturday morning, 11 minutes past 8. Now, an hour ago on the programme, we heard from 21-year-old Matthew Garner from Billingham. We also heard from his mum, Gillian. Now, they and Matthew's dad, Russ, are going to be taking part in the Wansey Walk to raise money towards an expanded facility for children with cerebral palsy. We'll find out more about the Wansey Walk in a moment, but Matthew, well, he's pretty active, so he should have no problem on the walk.
I like knowing a bit of jet skiing.
Jet skiing, excellent.
Yeah.
That must be amazing. Where do you do that?
Hartlepool Yacht Club.
Anything else you do sporting?
I used to do a bit of canoeing.
His dad's very sporty, and if Matthew had been able-bodied, he'd have been off with his dad doing all this sort of thing. So we've tried our best to keep him in that role of sportiness if we can.
And have the males in your family dragged you along in their sporting slipstream, or were you sporty yourself?
No, I wasn't actually. I don't particularly like water sports, but I've gone along with it.
Oh, it should be a lot of fun, I think. Now, mum there being a sport for young Matthew. Now, like the close relatives of many people with cerebral palsy, Gillian and Russ Garner have placed the needs of Matthew at the centre of their family life. Their home is adapted to his needs, and they strive to ensure that Matthew has the most fulfilling life possible. Now, Heel to Toe is the charity that's helping Matthew, and hoping their best will become even better. They're a County Durham-based charity that provides conductive therapy. It's launched a new fundraising drive. It's called the Footprints Appeal to expand its service. And a big part of the Footprints Appeal is the Wansey Walk, which is taking place in Gateshead on Monday. Lots of kids from County Durham and Teesside taking part in that. Matthew, Gillian and Russ will be there. So possibly will be the development executive of Heel and Toe, Jane Long. She joins us this morning. Morning, Jane.
Good morning, Mike.
So tell us a little bit about Heel and Toe first. What is the service then you provide?
The charity provides free conductive education therapy to children with cerebral palsy and other physical disabilities around the North East.
Explain conductive therapy to me.
Well, conductive therapy is a mixture of physiotherapy with occupational therapy, and it's a learning process all rolled into one. So the children are not just getting physical therapy, they're actually learning things, techniques, and things that can help them in everyday life.
Now, you get no funding from the government, so how are you funded?
We, like any other charity, apply for grants, but our main fundraising appeals come from the general public, and we hold an event all around the year, such as the Wansey Walk, which can also bring in the local communities as well to help us fundraise.
Now, we'll come on to the Wansey Walk specifically in a moment, but the Footprints Appeal has begun. So what's the target with that, and what will it pay for?
The Footprints Appeal has a target of £270,000. We need that to transform a building that we have in Perkinsville in Durham. At the moment, it's in a derelict state. So we want to be able to transform that building so we can provide hydrotherapy, lots of other typical therapies, rebound therapy and weekly physiotherapy sessions. But we also want to incorporate a charity shop, and upstairs in the building we'd like to have a flat where parents can come for respite if they want block therapy for their children.
Now, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, Jane, but if you top the £270,000 target that you've got there, would any surplus also be able to be put to good use?
Oh, of course, like we've always said, because we're not government funded, we have an annual cost of £500,000 just to keep the charity afloat anyway. But it can also pay for more therapists, so we can just help more children and look at more different types of therapies to take on board.
Now, we're talking about the Wansey Walk on Monday in Gateshead. Just to tell us a little bit more about that. We know Matthew and his mum Gillian are taking part. So who else is taking part, and why is it just a mile?
We've ran the walk, but we've had the walk as part of our event for a long time now. It's mainly because the children that come to us have such difficulties, and even just to walk a mile is a struggle for some of them, and some of the children are wheelchair bound, and so it's particularly difficult. So we try and find a route that's really accessible for them. But not only that, it's to integrate the local communities to get them involved in the event, let them know about the charity, let them know how difficult it is for our children and how we really are helping.
Have you got your onesie ready for Monday?
I have, yes.
What is your onesie then? Because some of them are very cute.
In previous years, I've had Minnie Mouse, but at Christmas I did actually get Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Right.
So I'm hoping it's not going to scare the children too much.
Oh, well, I'm sure you won't. And if people want to find out more about your charity, I think you've got a website that they can look at.
We do, yes. Our website is healandtoe.org.uk. And if people want to send a donation about the campaign, they can do that online. And you can also follow the campaign on all of our social media with the hashtag Footprints Appeal.
Great stuff. Jane, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck with the onesie appeal and hope you don't scare the children on Monday.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks a lot. Jane Logg there from the Heel and Toe charity, and good luck to everybody taking part in that. Matthew, his mum, Gillian, and everybody else taking part in that in Gateshead on Monday. It's all in aid of a tremendous cause.